Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Adon Show, where everything gets a little more interesting, profound, deep, spiritual, philosophical, psychological, and empowering. So I've been thinking about goals. Tony Robbins says it's good to have goals, but it's also important to have a goal after the goal. Because if the statistics are that most people commit suicide or just die, I don't know if commit suicide would be the right word, most people die at least 3 years after they retire, it makes sense that if they're not doing something and they're not accomplishing a goal and they have no more goals, they're going to lose hope and they're going to lose meaning and their immune systems are going to go down and they're going to die, kind of like what happened with Viktor Frankl and his fellow prisoners in Auschwitz in the book Man's Search for Meaning. Now I went through a list of all my goals, and these are a list of all my goals, ladies and gentlemen. This is a list. Become an international recording artist. Win a Grammy, win an Oscar, do movies like Jim Carrey and Robin Williams, do a Renaissance movie about Casanova in Cannes, something with Venetian masks. Travel the world on a stadium tour, do a duet with Bruno Mars, be friends with Bruno Mars, be friends with Harry Styles. Do a kung fu movie. Go on an expedition on a shuttle to outer space. I heard Virgin is doing that. They have a commercial air flight that goes out to outer space to like zero gravity. That would be sick. Open up a hospital for the mentally ill. Build a school for singing, dancing, and dramatic arts. And then my final goal that I got to was travel the world, going to ashrams and Buddhist temples for 21 Buddhist temples, 7 months. Maybe that's the other way around. I don't know, there's something about the number 7 and the number 21. I'm going to visit 21 Buddhist temples in a year. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to stay at the temple. I'm going to eat vegetarian food. I'm going to stay there for about 3 weeks. No, 3 days. Meditating with the monks. I want to go to Shaolin with the Shaolin monks that do kung fu. As I already said in one of my other episodes, I wanted to be a kung fu master. Those are my goals. Those are the goals after the goals. I want to have a family. I want to have kids. I want to teach them the way of the warrior, the spiritual warrior, the warrior within. Go inside, everybody. You know, we're always in this society, it's ingrained into our mind to be reaching out, it's to be going out into the world, into reaching into objects and things and sensations to bring into the body an emotion of pleasure. And you get the pleasure from being with loved ones and other people and experiences. And I'm not gonna say that I'm gonna go on a rant about being a monk that renounces all physical pleasures to devote himself to spirituality. But what I am saying is the concept and the essence of that is that, once again, instead of reaching out to the world to bring in something in, you're not being fulfilled. But if you reach in to a place that is fulfilled, you can give out to the world. So the whole entire idea is to give and to look inward. It's reciprocity, guys. That's what life is about. It's about giving and receiving. Jordan Peterson talks about something really interesting in one of his podcasts about how when you're training a child in the first steps of infancy, you have a spoon and you show them the spoon and then you give them the spoon. And then you say, let's say that the baby's name is Victoria. You say, Victoria, can I have the spoon back? So she gives you the spoon back. And then you say, you want the spoon? And then you cover the spoon with your hand. She's like, oh my God, where'd the spoon go? Where'd the spoon go? And you bring it out as an element of surprise. So she's kind of confused. And you give the spoon back to her. Then you say, Victoria, can I have the spoon back again, please? So she's like, and she gives you the spoon. So now you have the spoon. You said, you want the spoon? She reaches out her hand. And you put it forward. And then you bring it back. She's like, eh. So you're delaying the gratification. And then you give the spoon back. And what this is doing is instilling a ability and an awareness of reciprocity. Because that's what humans in their interactions are all about. It's about cohesion and reciprocity. And everybody being able to give and receive at the same time. Now, I met a very interesting woman last night from Peru. I was standing in a group of people and she just jumped out at me because she was wearing, it wasn't because of the giant neon dress that she was wearing, but she jumped out at me energetically, just a little petite woman in her late 40s from Peru that she later went on to tell me. And I look at her and I said, there's something about her was just a gravitas, and I looked at her and I said, come here, there's something about you that all my attention went to you. And she says, what's your story? I'm like, my story? Okay. And everybody's looking at me, eyes on Adon. See, well, it's 6:36 on July 4th, 1991. It was in Aspen, Colorado, and suddenly I heard this screaming, just a screaming voice. And then suddenly, boom, a bunch of light bursts in. And then I realized it was a screaming voice of my mother giving birth to me. Everybody cracks up laughing, she cracks up laughing. But she takes me to the side, we start talking a little more, and she says, what do you want? I said, well, I want the world. She says, do you? I'm like, yeah. She says, what do you really want? And I say, what do I really want? I really want to travel the world and go to Buddhist monasteries and ashrams, sleep there, around the world with my friends. And she says, if your friends don't go, go alone. What you're looking for is in the East, not in the West. For you, the world is not enough. I said, is there anything else I should know? She says, look for the authentic. Be wherever you are, with whoever you are. Ask yourself always, is this authentic? Is there anything authentic here? And if not, move on. She says, when you see authentic, you will know and you will feel it, and it will be so real. So then I left and I went back home. Very empowering. The goals, guys. We set our goals. And then we set the goals after the goals. The goals never stop. Kanai, constant, never-ending improvement. She says something also, that reading is going to ground me. I'm a lot of fire in my astrological chart. I need earth to ground me. I also need to be by a body of water. Puerto Rico is a perfect place for that. It is the perfect place for that. Giving, guys. Giving is about the most important thing that you could do in your life for fulfillment. As I said in one of my previous episodes, real wealth is based on what you give, not by what you have. And when you look at a Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she just gave. Petite little woman, super humble, gave to the people. Evita Perón, icon, idol of Argentina. She didn't care who she was with. Any level of society, any status does not exist in her perception of reality. People that worked for her, sick people. She was hugging them, kissing them, and then the people with her were like taking alcohol and putting it on her face, and she said, "Stop it." She took the alcohol off and hugged the person again. They loved her. She's an icon. She's immortal. These are the people we have to look up to. Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. The Dalai Lama. The perfect example of giving is compassion. Empowerment. The empowerment of oneself comes through giving. Giving compassion. Forgiving people. No one's perfect. People can make mistakes. It's not the end of the world. You can stand it. There's people at war right now, and we're living a beautiful life if we just realize how grateful we are, put ourselves in perspective, and take ourselves out of this mind frame of thinking that we have everything worse than everybody else. It's not true. Give love. Give a little good loving, and you will receive the love. That's all I'm saying. Everything's gonna be okay, guys. The world is a beautiful place. I tend to believe that when we're giving good energy, when we're manifesting good energy, and we're thinking in our mind positive things, we're gonna receive it. We create our reality. When you want to give to yourself and you want to empower yourself, a power, a life of reciprocity, you have to envision what you want every single day. You have to feel what you want to feel. Close your eyes. Be there. Smell it. Taste it. Feel it. See it. Act like you already have it. And this thing about the goals, this concept about having goals after the goals, already gives you a feeling of already having attained the goals. Because when we're thinking only of the goal, we kind of get stuck in this loop of, I don't have the goal, and I'm feeling like I'm lacking, and I don't have the goal, and why haven't I gotten there, and what can I do to get there? Yes, ask questions of what can you do to get your goal, but there's a real release of tension, as Wilhelm Reich would say, in Oregon energy, when you relax and just put a new goal on what's going on. Oregon energy, Wilhelm Reich talked about the sexual energy and how it must be released. Contrary to the Gnostic and lots of the monastic philosophies of retaining the sexual energy. Gnostics transmute it. I don't know. I haven't been in the Vatican. I haven't been in a monastery of Catholics. I haven't been in a monastery even of Hindus. I don't know what they do for the sublimation of the bodily fluids of the sexual glands. But what I can say is that Wilhelm Reich really wanted to, he was an exponent of releasing the energy back to the universe. If we have energy without inside ourselves, it's good to release it. If we have a problem that we're going through, it's good to mature it, use what Tony Robbins does, break the pattern, lower the intensity, the color, the zoom, the brightness, the loudness, just make it really small, that emotion, burn it into the sun, turn around, and get a beautiful emotion of empowerment and forgiveness, and let go of the negative and embrace the positive and just empower yourself and think about what you're excited about. Think about what you're happy about. Think about what you're proud of. Think about what you're grateful of. Think about who loves you. Get yourself into a good mood. Sing, smile, dance around, act like a fool, act stupid, make yourself laugh. I don't care. Listen to some stand-up comedy. Do whatever you wish, but get yourself in a good mood. And you could do it from the outside in. Physiology fools the emotions. Some people were asking me, you as an actor, do you work from the outside in or the inside out? Johnny Depp in the Actor's Studio. He says both. Why do people always want to limit us? They always want to put us in boxes. They says, do you want to be a singer or an actor? And I say, I want to be both. I want to be everything. I'm at an age, I'm 28 years old, and I can do so many good things, and I might as well do everything. And then my dad, he's a very wise man, he says, you know, Adon, you will confuse your public. Okay, fine, I'll be a singer. Everything's gonna work out. I'm gonna sing for the rest of my life. Everybody knows I can sing, but I have a persona. I have the Don. My Adonitics know me. I have a wit and sense of humor, and I'm a singer that goes on TV shows. I'm worldly, I speak 7 languages. I have a sense of humor, I make people laugh, I'm witty, I can dance, I could speak poetically, I could get in front of audiences, I could do a TED Talk, I can empower people. I have my podcast, I have my music, and I have the ability and the medium and the platform of IGTV to be able to make people laugh. And post videos of laughing. There's a balance. Everything falls into place. Don't let people limit you. Whoever's gonna tell you, whoever is creating the options has the power. If you don't like option A and you don't like option B, invent an option C. I learned that from Game of Thrones. Charisma on command. Charisma on command, everybody. Everybody follow the YouTube channel Charisma on Command. Follow the YouTube channel of Vanessa Van Edwards on body language. And follow the YouTube channel of communication training online with Dan O'Connor. It has changed my life, and hopefully it'll change yours. I'm deeply motivated and proud of all of my Adonitics to have gotten me to the level that I am today, where I can go to bed every single day knowing that I contributed to the world. Contributed, tomato, tomato, potato, patata. It's my Oregon energy. Astrologically, I go through things. I have planetary energy affecting me. I have my interior set of beliefs that create the way I perceive the world. I have physiological chemical reactions going on in my body, but I can control everything that I do, every way that I perceive the world. I could do my astrology chart and I could get a heads up on what's coming in the future to be able to handle my situations correctly. See and get a heads up of what energy is going to be entering my auric field to be able to handle it correctly. Get an astrological alignment and a chart done to see what kind of people are toxic and what people I want to keep in my life. Empowerment, reciprocity. The world is not enough. We want something more. And that is giving. Instead of looking outside for the pleasure and the fulfillment, which the Ferrari, the fame, and the money might not give you, look inside to your heart, and you shall find divide and conquer. Everything you desire. And thank you for tuning into the Adon Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's always been a pleasure to be with you guys. I love you all. Take care. Be classy. Follow your dreams. Live a day with passion. Look at yourself in the mirror. Smile. Repeat everything you want. Just success, money, relationships, fame, if that's what you want, money, love, happiness, health, wealth, helping other people, special fulfillment, spiritual fulfillment. I want you guys to say and repeat all your goals in a mirror. I want you to smile in the mirror. Practice your smile. Smile at a stranger. Love the world. Love yourself. Forgive the world. Forgive yourself. And realize that not everybody is perfect and we must have mercy. Do not carry any resentment on your shoulders. I love you all and see you on the next podcast. Stay classy, world. Love you. Bye-bye. And this was the dun 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 the Adon Show. Adon Show. Ba-dum bum 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 the Adon Show. Adon Show. Ba-dum bum 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 the Adon Show. Adon Show. Bum 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 the Adon Show. Stay classy, bye-bye.